And there she talked to me one time. I was looking up, plowing on mule all day, sundancing, and made a dollar. And Mertz knew I had that dollar, you know. And she is going to get that dollar, you know. Mm-hmm. I said, told her, no, I was going to get me a white shirt. I'm going to be a dress shirt. Mm-hmm. You buy one for a dollar, you know. She said, well, if you'll let me have that dollar, I tell you, I'll buy Mama enough cloth to buy white cloth that Mama Millia makes me share. And I finally let her have that darn thing. And that cloth, I don't know how many years afterward, but Mama still had that rolled up somewhere. I never did get a shirt. She beat me out of that. And one time, another thing, back before Birds got worked up there, the telephone office, he chopped cotton for old Sheppy Bramley 50 cents a day. And boy, that 50 cents, that he just hold on to that thing. Mm-hmm. It's gotten home and I already stuck it in her, kept in her pocket till bedtime. She prayed some of them said, get it. So it slipped around there and picked out a, my mama had a box of snuff that kept. Mm-hmm. And you had that, see how I had three sales down there? Uh-huh. Well, you could put that thing down and complete the cup. Well, that's where she hid there 50 cents. Might have been a beer box stuff. I think Mom used beer one. Uh-huh. And she put, Mama kept it in a certain place up in the safe in uh-huh. the kitchen. Uh-huh. Bird hid that 50 cents in the box. And of course, I'm old Clyde Mine. And Clyde and Harlan, Hubert Clayton, Isaiah, Lucille, Hyde. I was all a bunch of kids, was always coming down the house, mm-hmm. running around, you know, and the leaf of the old Clyde. He is about 6, 7 years old, but he dipped snub. Now he'd sit in his mother's lap and dip snub. He'd spit in the fireplace, you know. But he dipped snub, see. But he's on dipped snub, see. Well, he picked this thing up and he looked down there and he dug his body. Well, Mark. If for her round, come and check on it. She come in there and checked on it, seen she didn't have no snuff, cut that thing on. And come out there where I was at. I was out in front, babysitting, I think, for Ray. Mm-hmm. I want my half dollar. You know, it's like that. I said, hey, I ain't got charity dollars. If she had, I want my half dollar now. Just hollering and hooping, you know. Well, you got my half dollar now. I said, I ain't getting no damn half dollar. Sometimes Miss Myers up there are a good neighbor. Best neighbor you ever seen. Oh, God. He went up there. Showed the half dollar to his mother, you know, and she asked where he got it. He says, I found it in a car rut. You know. Mm-hmm. But after Miss Miles heard Murray hollering about the men getting their half dollar, mm-hmm. she grabbed an old bucket. She's going to borrow some meal or flour or something. Always borrow something from him. come running down there about the hall, all time I had emergency. She'd already said to me, she says, Dad, Terry O'Hine up when he gets home, she don't give him a $500. Miss Myers come up there and the heart grinning, you know. She says, Bert, she says, Earl didn't get your $500. She says, Clyde, you had $500. But boy, I'm glad you see his thing. And Papa, before he died, he, Merchant looked at the newspapers, you know, and she checked the grocery advertised, you know, where you get maybe loaf bread, penny cup, penny cheaper in some store. And when Papa was staying down there with him, years later, Merchant already retired, but she's still stingy. She checked these papers out, you know. Over across way over the other side of gas, and I got this place where she found that she could get something cheap, you know. And they went and bought, I don't know, a whole lot of groceries. And she kept that slip, see. When she got home, though, she checked every item. Checked it off, you know. She found out that they shortchanged, or she hadn't got what she paid for. They left in that car and they got drove back up there, you know. They got that money, whatever it was. I might have been 50 cents, but it cost Poppy's life to tell us about it. It cost more money to go up there and
get that
get that corrected, you know. Then. Mm-hmm. But in one way, it was good business. But she's dangerous. Like old Dr. Horsley, one day I had a little change and went in the cafe, and here come old Dr. Horsley. That guy had all kinds of money. He'd come in there and he'd buy his dice at the 10 cent store, and he wouldn't buy these good guys. He got, look. Trying to look around, find an empty table, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's a spot over there where I sat. So here he comes. Yeah, a dime, bottle of soup, crackers, you know. Come over there and sat down with me and he said, well, this is how Dan Dunn's getting them. See, Mama and old dog horse, they went to school together when they were kids. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm doing pretty good. Well, he said, making any money? I said, well, not much. He says, well, do you save half what you make? I said, oh, no. I spend all my money. He says, well, I'll tell you. He says, I save half of every bit I make.
Oh, you told me this story before.
He says, I'll save ever, so I save half ever, dollar of money.
And when he got to his 30s, he had
money. Yeah, that's what I reckon he done it. Oh, he never would, he would eat much. And he lived way further out of town than we did. Mm-hmm. Left the old park, you know, a big fancy brick house up there on the old highway, mm-hmm. the old park. Well, that was it. But he'd walk from there. He had two cars. Mm-hmm. He had three. He had one Cadillac for his old lady. He had two Fords. He kept one at home and one in his office. But he'd walk for his exercise. He had saved money. He'd walk. He'd ride home, you know. Walk. But his thing. Yeah, I used to be going home maybe late in the afternoon. I'd walk down as far as I could walk with him, you know, and I'd turn off and go up. And he'd keep going down the highway. Yeah, he's dangerous. They said over here in the hospital when he died that money was on his mind all the time. See, his friends come see him from the prominent associates here, and boys come see him, you know, and he asked him, says, I ain't making no money. And he built half a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to about half that rub off on me, that save it. By God, if you don't save, you'll never have that. I don't give a damn how much money you make if you blow it in.
What if you don't have any money to
buy? If you ain't got something at the end of the day that you can carry over till the next day, mm-hmm. you ain't making a damn thing. Of course, I ain't never been, had no money, but...
I know, what if you don't have any money to save?
I didn't have none to save, you know.
Yeah.
But I could save a little bit if I tied up, you know.
Yeah. Well, Papa,
yeah.
I think I've got about everything I need.
I hope you don't let nobody hear that here.
Okay. But, well, thank you very much for
Well, I'm glad to.